Time, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Is the Rakiuratiti Islands administering body here? Yeah, hi, come on up. Good afternoon and welcome. Thanks for putting in the original submission, which we've read. I just have a question for you before we hear from you. I just wanted to check if you're aware of the RMA Exemption Regulations 2017, which take the discharge of profiticume and sodium fluoroacetate out of the scope of the RMA, so that's no longer an issue that the RMA controls. There's separate regulations on that. Were you aware of that?
I was made familiar to it, but at the same time, the administering body asked me to still submit a submission.
Right. Okay. Over to you.
Kia ora tata, kua hui hui mai nei, I roto I te whare I o te tai o tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. I te kai tohu tohu, I noho nei. Nā mihi. Nō reira, e te kau mātua, o te turunanga o tātou, kai te mihi ki a koe, Edward, nō reira, ki tēnā koutou katoa. Te papaki waho, takutu mai, I nā mate, I nā iwi, o ia marae, o ia whānau, aere pāri atu rā. Nō reira, ka puti hono, tātai hono, I te hongamate, I te hongamate, ka puti hono, tātai hono, I te hongo ora, tika nuhi ora, e tēnā koutou katoa. We keep the kaiwhakahaere ki a koe Rob, nō reira, tēnā koutou nō te kōri o, nō reira tātou, tēnā koutou. Kia ora tātou, Tāne Davis, tāko ingoa o te Rakiuratiti Islands Administering Body, nō reira, tēnā koutou. So, thank you very much, gentlemen and others, for allowing me to still voice on what I've been asked to come and do. My position within Te Rūnanga o Ngaitaru is I'm the chair of the Rakiuratiti Islands Administering Body, and at the same time I'm employed by Te Rūnanga as a contractor in regards to work programs to enhance the former Crown Titi Islands, now known as the Rakiuratiti Islands. So I'll continue on if that's okay with you, gentlemen.
Yep.
Okay. So. The proposed South and Water and Land Plan submission in support of Rule 11. Okay, so the overview, the Rakiuratiti Islands Administering Body, or known as the RTIAB, is a statutory body established under the Ngaitaru Claim Settlement Act of 98. The Settlement Act and the Deed of Settlement between the Crown and the Ngaitaru, the Deed. The RTIAB strongly supports Rule 11, the proposed South and Water and Land Plan, the plan which provides Rule 11.
You don't need to read the rule out to us. We've actually read the original submission, so you don't need to read that out to us. That was the benefit of it being pre-circulated. But you're very welcome to highlight key points from that for us.
Sure, okay.
Yeah.
So, whilst the rest of the correspondence come out in regards to the build-up to the submissions, or hearing the submissions, I was actually on the Titi Islands when that came out, so hence there's a bit of breakdown in communications, okay? Mm-hmm. So I just want to point out then, okay, you had the correspondence in regards to the submission. I'd just like to point out there are examples of the work that we've been doing in the past and how crucial it is to us that we maintain a more freer way of obtaining another source of, in regards to aerial bait drops, okay? Freeing up the process of a resource of consent of applying for it. The time is so crucial in regards to if we get another re-invasion of rats onto our islands, okay? So that's the main point of this corridor, of course.
Yeah. Because of those regulations I told you about, you don't need a resource consent from this council anymore.
Yeah, I understand that.
Government's taken away that requirement.
Okay, well, it's obviously you're happy, I'm happy, so no need to carry on.
Yeah, so the relief you were seeking, which is to have an, a smooth and fast consenting process, government's recognised that, and they said, well, we don't need that consenting process at all, we'll deal with it by way of national regulations. So.
Oh, that's good, thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome. Is there any questions because of that? So.
I know that this is all pretty straightforward, but I just wanted to know what attitude you have, your group has, to the use of Blodifacu. While it is permitted, you know that it does, it is bioaccumulatory, if that's the right word. So in applying this, do you take steps to reduce that, the adverse effects that come from that?
In regards to the human contact?
Any accumulation.
Yeah, okay. So we do say for instance on Te Tahinu, it's a 149 hectare island that I accessed to harvest titi on, and we done an eradication there in 97, and we took all precautions in regards to disconnecting the spoutings and so forth, so that when the bait drop was done, we allowed approximately 8 months after that for rain to, naturally it rained down there, to wash away what excess bait there was in regards to if it was on the roofs and so forth. Is that what you're talking about, Morris?
More to do with the accumulation of Bradyphicum in organisms, so that when one eats another one, then that Bradyphicum doesn't get lost like 1080 does, but it builds up in the,
you're
in
talking
the liver and...
secondary kill?
Yeah.
Okay. We had a concern about the ruru in that respect. Ruru or war pork on the island itself, and there seems to have been no effect whatsoever. We still have that species.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Kāore he rātai, engāre he mihi a te kia koe nā tō.
Kia ora.
Mihi kia i te whānau o Poraka Parenga.
Kia ora.
Ngā mihi a te kia koe nā tō kaitono ki a tātou i whānau ko te mea. Taki nunui.
Kia ora.
No questions, but just responding to your mihi.
Kia ora. Thank you.
And no further questions from me, but just go ahead and kill those rats.
Yes, and Eric, it was in 2000 when we were at that hui, Rerihiku Marae, and I was just looking at my phone. When was that? It was in 2000, and we talked about the eradication
since then, Tani.
On Rakiura. That was the question you asked me.
That's right.
We're getting there.
Good man.
Excellent. Thank you very much.